Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, in both the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Game 2 of Caps Hurricanes this Thursday at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets.
Want to bang out a few more of these calls?
Sure.
Caps fans?
Caps Hurricanes in less than 12 hours now at this point.
Yeah.
It's getting close.
I'm just getting pissed off. Just as a casual observer from afar, like all of this negative skepticism around the country regarding this team, particularly considering what they did in the regular season.
The Caps are just getting disrespected. Trust me, before they won the Stanley Cup in 2018, it's something that I lived with every single day.
Right.
A lot of days I would get taunted, especially by Pens fans, about the Caps playoff failures, coming up short, losing to the Pens in huge playoff series, losing to the Montreal Canadiens in 2010 as a huge favorite.
We erased that.
That's all gone.
This is a new disrespect. This is a brand new disrespect.
They're
basically saying it doesn't matter what you did in the regular season, that you had the second most points, that Ovi had this incredible year, that your goalie, for the most part, was pretty incredible this year, your starting goalie. All that matters is, I don't know, these 6 or 7 metrics, and that is bigger than what you did in the regular season. To me, nonsensical.
I was reading one site that said that the best two-way players
are on
Carolina, because they say Sebastian Aho, Seth Jarvis, who we talked about, and some dude named Jacob Slavin are probably the best two-way players on either team.
Okay.
They also said that after you get past Carlson and Carlson and Chich are really good offensive players, but they say they're extremely dangerous offensively, but defensively they're a bit vulnerable. So maybe they're just looking at the top lines and the two-way players in the top lines, and they think that those players are better than the Caps top
line. The one thing I'm really worried about, more than even the Carolina Hurricanes' very proficient penalty kill, at times the Caps seem to struggle to get the puck out of their defensive zone during the Montreal series. It was like you were watching, you're like, just, you got to get the puck out. They're just giving too many opportunities, and Carolina is very aggressive on their forecheck. So if that combined with the Caps' inability to clear pucks, that makes me think that Carolina is going to have ample chances to score.
I look at it as a toss-up series. If you want to go the other way, you seem very offended that there are a lot of people who are picking Carolina.
I'm kind of okay with toss-up.
Here is ESPN's consensus predictions.
Yeah,
I'll give you some of the names that we know. Say if 24 people from ESPN pick the series. John Buccigross, you see him talking hockey all the time. Caps in 7. Linda Cohn, Caps in 6. Steve Levy, Caps in 5. Sean McDonough, we all know him. Caps in 7.
Ooh, a lot of Caps love on ESPN.
Mark Messier, Hurricanes in 6. Greg Wyshynski, who we had on the show a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. He likes the Caps, doesn't
Caps in seven.
Ooh. Nice.
Out of 24.
By the way, though, Caps in seven's a squeaker.
They've got 16.
It's the second round. It ain't going to be a
NHL playoffs.
They ain't sweeping.
Yeah. Do you think the second round is going to be filled with a bunch of 4-0 series?
Here's what's going to happen to you over the next 10 days. You're going to be terrified during every game. Every game.
I already am.
You're dodging bullets.
I already am.
And walking through a minefield.
To me, hockey in general, and this is just my perception, so you won't. It's such an imprecise sport, and you have fleeting possessions, and the whole thing is terrifying. Any hockey game to me. I don't know how you assert your dominance time after time after time when so many things like puck luck and the way the puck bounces
no doubt.
Yeah. These guys have possessions for seconds at a time, tenth of a second at a time. It's just the whole thing.
But some
terrifying.
Of the little statistical things, you know, like the turnovers. Mm-hmm. Or clearing pucks, and we've already talked about power play and penalty kill. I mean, it's all that added up. If you just got to be slightly better. And if you're slightly better, chances of winning the series are slightly better. So I think that it comes down to a lot of those small metrics. And also, you know, your goalie, just if your goalie is just hot.
Well, that's such a huge thing.
Right?
If he's just hot.
Need LT to be big. Yeah,
it must
this
be
series.
The biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing can get by him because he's just on point,
yeah.
Well, then that's a huge advantage, too. It doesn't matter what the other guys are doing.
We need December and January, I believe, Logan Thompson, and sprinkle in what he did against Montreal. We need that level of Logan Thompson in this series.
It seems like he's locked in. All right, let's go to Chris in D.C. A lot of people want to chime in. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, brothers.
What's up, Chris?
How are you?
Right now, I'm pretty good. Thanks a lot. Right now, I'm saying Captain Six. And I think that because of in Washington, D.C., we've been conditioned with that losing mentality with that bum Daniel Snyder.
Right.
It's that dark cloud is gone, man. You see everything turning around. We're going to get the stadium. We're going to have the NFL draft. Caps going to win. And all I can say is we don't need to be cocky, but we need to be confident. And if you're scared, you need to get under the bed and put the covers over your head.
Well, if that would guarantee a Caps win, that's the way I would watch every single game.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to win, man. So, just give that little confidence, brother.
I like Chris's bravado. He's just puffing his chest out.
Where are you watching the game tonight?
I'm going to watch it at home. I'm going to be right there in front of the TV filled with anxiety with every minute, every second. But I'm still, you know, I'm going to make sure that I support him because I know, man, when I'm looking at the analytics, all that stuff that they're talking about, all I'm looking at is wins and losses when I'm coming to analyzing the game, wins and losses. And so we got the better team, brother.
Right. All right.
You're a bottom line guy. I like that.
Yeah. Kind of in that way, too. Thank you, Chris. Easy. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Let's go to Earl.
He's in Raleigh.
Oh, yeah. It's our guy. It's
calling
Coach
in
Earl.
From behind enemy lines.
Coach, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, EB?
Hey,
I had a beat. I have to be here in Raleigh for yesterday and leaving today, but my rental car was set to their sports talk radio.
Right.
I think it's 99.1.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, they don't share the pundits' enthusiasm.
Oh, is that true?
When they said, I'm not a betting guy, but when they said what were the odds, -150, or I don't understand all that, but they were going, that's ridiculous. Have you seen the Caps this year?
Mm-hmm.
And they got Ovechkin. They have a better goalie than we do. And the people calling in, they were not super optimistic either. So down here in Raleigh, and that, like I said, I've only been here 24 hours, but down here in Raleigh, they don't seem to be as enthusiastic as the so-called pundits are.
Really? Okay.
Well, I kind of like that. I like that they're scared, too.
Okay. I did too. Sure. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Great.
I like that they're worried about
Thank
the second round opponent.
Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Johnny in Fredericksburg. Johnny, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
So I got two reasons on why we are not favored. One of the main reasons I would say is because there's a big anti-Russian hate against us. Like, since Ovi has gotten into the league, a lot of the people, especially in, like, Toronto media and the mainstream media in regards to the NHL, they do not like Ovi. They hated his visor.
I think Alan May always talks about that, right?
But Carolina has Russians.
No, but it's like Ovi is like over the top. Like he's like the celebrator dude. Everyone hates him. Like it's like national. Even when we're on national games, how many times are they just like poo pooing on Ovi and comparing him to Sidney Crosby when like he's not even playing? Mm-hmm. And another reason is that I feel like a lot of the metrics do have like Carolina favor because they possess the puck more and they shoot more. And they're just a trendy pick. So I feel like a lot of the money is on Carolina. I was looking at on DraftKings, they're like at 60%. I guess a lot of the money is on Carolina. So that's probably another reason why they're favored, because the money's just with them. And the people, they're just a trendy pick. But there is a huge, huge anti-like Caps hate in the NHL. And it's been going on for years.
And that's just because of Ovi?
Maybe that's part of it. Maybe he's onto something.
I don't get that.
We're so close to him here in this market. We just don't. Maybe we don't see that perspective that other people, like the lens they view him through. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Caps fans have a bit of an inferiority complex and are very defensive.
Oh yeah, you're looking at one right now. Definitely have an before winning the Stanley Cup, huge inferiority complex. Now that they won the Cup in 2018. Most of that has been taken away. But there's still some scar tissue there.
You're definitely an example, because when you would watch a national broadcast and they hype up the Bell Center, it would irk you.
Yeah, that would irrationally anger me. So like during this series, if the commentators are like, well, the Lenovo Center here in Raleigh, it's crazy. It's bedlam. That will drive me crazy too. So just be prepared for that.
Well, if they don't say that about Cap One.
Correct.
Right. I contributed to that with cakes
because I was throwing that in there. You threw some gasoline on the fire with that.
All right, let's go to Rob in Calvert County. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Jockeys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's no surprise. I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. We didn't play great going down the stretch. Our goalie situation was a little shaky going into the playoffs. I mean, so, you know, our history in the playoffs hasn't been great. We won the Stanley Cup, you know, 7 years ago, and we haven't been that great in the playoffs since when we did make it. So going by history, going by the way we played going down the stretch, and their speed and their, you know, the couple of players that they got that's real good on both sides, it's not a surprise that we're underdog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess
all right. I don't mind being an underdog. I really don't.
I like being an underdog, but not at this instance.
I don't mind it.
Because a lot of those other years when the Caps, you know, pre-carbs, when the Caps were, you know, winning the Metro and President's Trophy and all that, they were huge favorites. You know, they get bounced in the first round.
How about just say this? It's a toss-up. Well, I'm fine with a toss-up.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm fine with a toss-up. You maybe got a younger, faster team. They're better on the penalty kill. But this is a veteran team sprinkled in with some young guys that have the second most points in the NHL. Toss up. I could buy. Would you be okay with toss up? Better than being dogs.
Toss up. Yeah, sure. If you give me 50-50, that's better than being an underdog. Of course, I would take that.
Some of these freaking metrics have us at a 24% chance to win.
He was saying the series. Yeah, 67%. Tonight technically is a toss-up, game one. Now it's here, so we should be favored, but we're not. But it's technically a coin flip.
All right, let's.
You know what else? Yeah, we owe them for the playoff loss in 2019 to Carolina, seven games.
How many guys
we
are still around?
Owe them
5 or 6 guys from that group.
Probably not even that many.
Not even that much.
No, I just mean we collectively.
You got Carlson. You got Ovi. Who else?
Willie, Ovi, Carly, that's probably it, right? Maybe Lars Eller.
Lars came back, right? So 4.
All right, let's go to John in Woodbridge. No, maybe also Dowd. Right?
Hey, good morning, Dowd.
I don't think Dowd
came in the year after the Cup.
Dowd didn't win the Cup.
He did not win a Cup.
I thought you said we lost in 2019.
He might have been here for that. You're correct.
Yeah. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Yep. What I wanted to say was we have to watch out for Aho with the shorthand penalty.
What's his deal?
Taking shorthand goals.
So that's shorthand where goals. The two-way player comes into play. That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
And let's go Canes.
All right. See, there you go.
I hate a Canes fan just sneaking in at the end. You know what? We can't go to break on that. We can't. I refuse to go to break on that.
I blame Dre.
I will not go to break.
That's bad call screening.
I will not go to Heavy Metal Chris. You are not allowed to go to break on Carolina Hurricanes propaganda infiltrating the show.
You can't do that.
I will not allow. Not on my watch. No, sir.
It's a cake standoff.
That will not happen.
Listen.
I'll do make goods. I'll do live reads if I have to. I don't care.
I'm not sitting here saying we're guaranteed to win the series. I'm terrified about the series. I'm not saying that we should be some overwhelming favorite. I'm just saying I don't like the fact that we're dogs. That's all. So don't throw it in my face if we go out and lose tonight. You're an idiot.
I just wish at some point that I, as a Caps fan, I wasn't a scaredy cat about every stupid playoff round. But that's kind of the boat that I'm in.
To me, it's the nature of hockey. Hockey's just that way. Mike in Bethesda. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. One of my favorite things, it was actually on a down point in Caps history, was 2019 when we lost. But, you know, Ovi wasn't having a great series, and he just dummies up absolutely Svechnikov, who's their, you referred to him earlier, their Russian player, mm-hmm. very talented younger guy. But it was one of those things where he was kind of showing the nation, look, this is what hockey is. I'm going to put my team on my back, and I'm going to be more of a thug this series. And that was a big national incident. Like, he had to, you know, the coach came out, Brind'Amour said he shouldn't have done it, which was bogus. I mean, we're going to see a lot of heated play tonight.
I hope that's the case. I think physical play, like, that's right in the Caps' wheelhouse. They're a big, strong, physical team. If Carolina wants to get physical, I think the Caps are more than willing to entertain that sort of style of play in round two.
What's the likelihood of fight breaking out tonight?
Tonight?
Probably 100%.
100%?
I would think at some point.
During the series, I mean, 100. I mean
an actual fight where
punches
are thrown.
No, but game one, because both teams are going to try to assert their dominance.
Yeah.
I would think tonight would be the most likely.
Yeah, I would see that.
All right,
yeah.
Don't forget, coming up in the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to game two of Caps Canes. All of our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.